Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Flight attendant Sheila Frederick was making her rounds on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to San Francisco when she noticed something strange. A blonde teenager wearing wrinkled old clothing seated by a window next to a well-dressed older man. The girl had a large bruise on her leg. When Frederick noticed her, the girl looked up. "Her eyes just pierced my soul," Frederick recalled. "They fixed on me, and I knew something was wrong and I needed to help her." Frederick went to the nearest lavatory and placed a note for the girl where she could find it. She also left a pen. When she returned to the young girl, the man seated next to her was eyeing a menu. Frederick looked at the girl and mouthed, "Go to the bathroom." The girl followed Frederick's instructions. Sure enough, when the flight attendant checked the note, the girl had written back, "I need help." Frederick called the captain, who arranged for the police to be waiting at the terminal when the plane arrived. The teen was a victim of human trafficking. She'd been kidnapped for over 2 months by this time. Founder of Airline Ambassadors International, Nancy Rivard, said human traffickers use airlines all the time because it keeps them anonymous. Rivard founded Airline Ambassadors to teach crew members how to spot victims. The flight attendant who saved the little girl said, "I tell people to be aware of their surroundings. There are so many warning signs. Look closely." A few months after the incident, the flight attendant, Frederick, received a surprise phone call from the young girl she rescued. She called to say thank you and that she was back with her family in therapy. According to Frederick, the girl is now attending college and working towards a brighter future. If you ever hear of anyone caught in human trafficking, contact the Salvos Freedom Partnership, which works to end human trafficking.